Creating the Permanent Atom, an instruction by the beloved Paul the Venetian. I beg you to take my notes in consecutive order, for they are like the scientific steps in a chemical process, none of which may be omitted in order to have a successful achievement. They represent the action of the Holy Spirit and must not be considered as entertainment or mere accretion to useless knowledge. I expect every student to study and make the instruction a part of himself, that the hue and cry about precipitation may be stilled, and this law be utilized to the fulfillment of the divine plan. Neither breathing nor working, walking, nor any other process of living can be accomplished in a haphazard manner, nor can the laws that govern the universe be applied by mere wishful thinking or wild ejaculations or incomplete application of cosmic principle. Please get that straight. Preliminary definitions. Number one, the permanent atom, a nucleus of the physical form. Some time back, Kutumi mentioned the projection of the permanent atom into the mental form of the desire precipitation. This permanent atom is the nucleus, the cohesive power around which the electronic substance is drawn to create the perfect physical form required. 2. The electronic light. The universal light substance, unformed but intelligent. The electronic light to which we refer, which fills the universe, contains within itself a central core of blue-white flame. 3. The creative power, the Godhead, the threefold flame. The Godhead is the creative activity of life, the threefold flame, the triple activity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and this is the only creative power in the universe. Please restudy the above paragraphs until you can differentiate between the creative power and the light substance, which is the essence that obeys and becomes the clothing of the creative flame. 4. The great threefold flame may multiply itself without limit and form points of consciousness anywhere in the universe. Whether it is the Godhead direct, the solar logo, or whether it is a spark from the Godhead, the mighty I Am presence in the individual, this makes no difference. The fire of creation is equally powerful whether it is in the heart of the great central sun or in the heart of the man in the gutter.